to be honest with you, it's a case of where people were told you're going to get €200 credit. Never heard any minister or Taoiseach or anybody else saying it was going to be 180 or 190. They always talked about €200 credit. And that's the amount of credit that consumers should have received. That's what they were expecting, and that's what they were promised. And I think that this should be revisited by the government to see why were people misled, because they were misled. Yes, I accept that there was a change in the VAT rate, but the VAT is something that the utility company charges because it's the law, and it goes directly to the government from the utility company. I just feel that I know it's small money, but it's big money when you don't have it. And I think that the government at least owes them an explanation and take steps to correct it.
Yeah,
make sure they get their full €200 credit.
Yeah, the Commission for Regulation Utilities has been complained to by a number of people. They're looking into it, but it looks like there isn't much that they will be able to do, because the 1st of May, the VAT change came in. The companies didn't do anything incorrect from that point of view. They could have let people know, maybe, look, by the way, this change has come in, so it won't be exactly €200. But I don't think there's much that the CRU can do in the meantime. So does it go back to the government, in your view?
Well, there wouldn't be a lot that the CRU would do anyway, because, to be honest with you, I'm not sure any longer what's the purpose of the CRU, because they're not taking any action on any of the stuff that's going on in relation to the way the consumer is being fleeced. And having said that, I know that there's not an awful lot they can do. So it raises questions about what function they have. But the government promised €200. Everybody was to get €200. And the utility company applied this as X amount towards the electricity and X amount towards VAT. The fact is that the VAT isn't within control of the government. They pretend it's not, like, but it is. And we know for a fact, like, that the cost of a litre of petrol and diesel today, 50% of it goes to the government between the VAT and excise duty, like. And that's wrong when people are struggling. And it's all right, we might be panicking because we're getting a heat wave now. But as sure as day follows night, we'll be getting a cold wave before 6 months' time. And that's when the electricity will be used. And people need to save up the few bob. And I am disappointed that the regulator didn't say, well, these people, these consumers, whom the regulator is supposed to be watching out for, were promised €200. And we weren't promised it by the utility companies, because the utility companies, it wouldn't, promised from the utility company certainly wouldn't be taking anything as serious as a promise from government.
Yeah.
The government promised €200. And it didn't come. And that's the bottom line of it.
Is one way, Michael, they could do something is, obviously there's another package being worked on now, a budget being worked on now. There's talk maybe another €200 might be part of that package. Could they factor in the loss, as small as it is? But as you said, it's big to some people and big to many people when you don't have it. And especially with what we may be facing into having to pay as well, that they factor it into any new amount in terms of electricity rebate again come October.
Absolutely, they should factor it in. But it also raises the question, I suppose, as to whether or not there should have been any VAT applied to that €200. I know that part of it came from the Exchequer, but the Exchequer could have foregone a little bit too, because of the huge volume of VAT that they're taking in on that one utility, which is electricity. They could have said, this is 200 of a net credit to each consumer. Not 200, which includes a VAT that'll be coming back to the government anyway.
Yeah.
No, it's a bit misleading. It's a bit smart. And it's I regard it as very smart by, you know, a finance department that should know better. You know, it's seems to be very concerned about the figures, not as concerned about the people out there who, you know, have to make a choice between when the winter comes, of putting on their heat or having their supper. And we know that they're moving more and more towards heating in houses by electricity and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where are the people going to get the money to pay for it? Like, that's the question I often ask. And you know, these people that they elect to represent them don't appear to be that interested.
Michael, finally, look, we are heading into difficult times. You mentioned in a couple of months' time the pressures that are there, the way things seem to be heading. Consumer rights probably will be under pressure from that point of view. Like, there isn't much can be done on one side with the cost going up, the international factors feeding into that. But how concerned would you be for the period that we're heading into?
Well, I'm concerned from a number of points of view. You see, those who are well off and wealthy will always be able to look after themselves. Any nation, my view is, any nation that can't look after their poor and the people who are struggling, you know, can't really call itself a republic, where it's going to be the nation looking after the people. In many cases, it's the people paying the nation and looking after the nation. And